Hey everyone, and welcome to Sincerely Letty. I'm your host, Letty Shoemate, here to bring you truth and knowledge about history, racial justice, and more to help you connect the dots and see the bigger picture that is so necessary in our society today. It's Friday, recording this in real time because, well, it's been a week. Welcome back for another episode. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome and thanks for listening, which is going to actually lead you to see just how much I rant about things. I hope everyone's still staying safe during this pandemic. I hope y'all are out here wearing your masks because a lot of y'all aren't, and that's the whole problem. So remember that people out here who say things like, my liberties are being taken away. No, you're just selfish. So just follow the rules. I'm waiting for another shutdown to happen after the holidays, and I know next week is Thanksgiving and everything like that, and those are usually times, well, those meaning Thanksgiving and Christmas are usually times right when people gather together and all of the things. But honestly, y'all, it's just a lot right now, and it's a lot more important to stay safe and keep your family safe than to be out here spreading things. I saw a tweet last week. It made me chuckle, but also it really wasn't funny. But it also was, matter of fact, I'm going to pull it up on my phone right now so I can read it to y'all. But basically, sorry, I'm trying to find it now. Basically, this guy said, this Thanksgiving is going to be extra special because Americans can spread disease to each other like in the original. But it's true. So, because colonizers and disease. Okay, anyway, moving on, but wear your mask, thanks. Today's episode is really just going to be all about this problem with people saying things like, let's go back to normal, and we can move past it, and everything's going to be fine now, because Biden and Harris will be in the White House in January. But that's extremely problematic, and I'm really tired of hearing people say things like, let's go back to normal, and now we can go back to normal. And so before, though, I really get into the rant that's coming for that, I've just read too much history to even consider anything being normal in, like, I feel like the whitewashed way that people say the word normal. Because what normal are you talking about, right? It's something, like my last episode, if you listened to that, and if you haven't, go back and listen to it, but my last episode was all about this whole thing about kindness, right? And how people are saying that kindness is what we need to be focusing on, and I'm like, yes, being kind is important, right? But not whenever it's this toxic positivity and this toxic kindness where you're also wanting to ignore the fact that racism isn't going to go anywhere and white supremacy ain't going to go anywhere. Because again, y'all, those are the foundations of this country, and it's what our society continues to function on. And it just, that goes directly with this conversation today on the podcast about going back to normal, because it's the same toxic ideas, right? Like rooted in the same racism and white supremacy. But I do want to talk for just a few minutes, about Kawan Charles. So I'm not sure how many of you have heard about Kawan Charles, Kawan Bobby Charles. Bobby is in parentheses. He was 15 years old. He was, a black 15-year-old. He went missing in Louisiana on October 30th of this year, the day before Halloween. His body was discovered days later in a sugarcane field, 20 miles from his home. And I'm actually going to pause here, because whenever I read about Kawan Charles, I immediately thought about Emmett Till. There have been many, many Emmett Tills, before and after Emmett Till was brutally tortured and murdered, right? I'm gonna get to that again in a minute. But yeah, so Kwan went missing. The sheriff's department told his family that he had drowned because they discovered his body days later again, and it was, his face was mutilated, and his family called the claim bogus, and I agree with them. I absolutely agree. The fact that the sheriff's department said that he drowned, really? He drowned, but like, he looked the way that he did? No. His face was horribly disfigured whenever he was found. Law enforcement and the sheriff's department failed to act in the hours after the family reported that Kwan was missing. Like, they didn't even do anything. Because that's what happens to black kids all the time, right? There aren't these Amber Alerts put out for black children, for children of color. There isn't a run to want to figure out what happened. And people want to argue with that and say, oh, but they just may not have known the facts. It's like, oh, but actually they're just complicit with racism. So that's what it really is. If he wasn't black, it would have been a completely different take. Like, they would have approached it differently. That's just point blank period about that. Kwan's father said that police have, like, that, sorry. Kwan's father said that the police had visited a friend of Kwan's, and his mother, like, so the friend and his mom, both of them were white. They were allegedly the last people to see him before he died. Allegedly. Because also, we know, and if y'all don't know, now you're going to know, that's always the word that comes up, right? The word allegedly. I've seen it in newspapers throughout history. I've seen it in present day. Always the words whenever they're white people that are the ones who are being looked at. Like, oh, they allegedly did it, right? Because whenever the people who they're accusing are black or brown, that word allegedly isn't used as often. They're just automatically seen as the ones who did the crime, okay? So, there, as of today, and it's been, today's November 20th, it's been 21 days since he went missing. I mean, granted, I mean, he's been found. But what I mean is, there haven't been any suspects named. And it hasn't been designated a homicide. So, what else do y'all need, though? Right, like, what else do you need? Because you're able to find all of these other things whenever it comes to a white person that was murdered. But it's not the same with black people. And he's 15 years old. He was 15. 15 years old. And another thing that was actually very interesting, the coroner who said the cause of death for Kwan Charles was drowning, okay, is the same coroner who made the ruling in the Victor White III case. And if you don't remember who Victor White III was, he was handcuffed in the back seat of a patrol car. And the same coroner is one that said that he shot himself. How are you going to shoot yourself if you're handcuffed in the backseat of a car, right? So what I'm saying to y'all is, like, you have to put the pieces together, okay? And I say this often here on the podcast. I say this on Patreon. I say this on any social media platform that I have. Y'all have to accept the fact that these people are not working together. they always have worked together, right? And I mean, again, going back to Emmett Till, he was 14 years old, and his body was discovered 3 days later floating in the Tallahatchie River, and he was completely mutilated. If you have never read about the state of his body whenever he was found, you need to. Everybody needs to. And the reason is because if you don't learn the history and you don't know the history that that shows up in today, then how do you even expect to ever make a change, right? Like, how do you expect to see any progress? And that goes back to what I said starting this episode off of this whole back to normal idea, this idea of, oh, well, things are going to be fine now. No, y'all, like, that's actually absolutely problematic and it's extremely dangerous thinking. And it's exactly how we got in the situation where we are in and have been in the last 4 years with the current occupant of the White House. Because for 8 years under Obama's presidency, right, people got comfortable. Because a lot of white America thought that because you elected a black president, then you're not racist anymore, right? It's like that black friend idea, which is complete bullshit. Because it doesn't matter how many black friends you have, you can still be a whole racist person. And it's just the number of posts I've seen about that, right, are infuriating to me because I'm like, back to normal for who? Because when in history are you talking about with things being normal, and what normal are you referring to? Because whenever I hear people say that and I see people saying that, it's been mostly white people saying it. I'm like, that in itself was steeped in white privilege, and it's allowing this toxic whiteness to show up. The same toxic whiteness that I continue to educate y'all about. Because what you're really saying is, oh, well, I can just go back to ignoring things that are still happening in our country and have always happened in our country. And so under Obama, whenever someone posted the other day and said things were actually better under his presidency, I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I'm not going to do that today. But what I am going to say to you are just basic things, like the fact that Trayvon Martin was gunned down and murdered while Obama was president. Eric Garner was choked to death under Obama's presidency. Sandra Bland was murdered under Obama's presidency. Mike Brown, Tamir Rice was 12. Like, the whole list can just keep going, right? But I hope that you all get the idea that just because we're going to have Biden and Harris in the White House, that absolutely 100% does not mean that any of this racism, any of this white supremacy, any of these problems are going away. That is completely false. And if you don't wake up, we're going to end up with the same garbage again in 4.5, 5 more years. And I do mean that, because this is what history shows us. And so, again, going back on to my last podcast about the whole kindness thing and not being divisive, when in our country has being divided never been an issue? Like, we've always been divided, right? So whenever you all are having these conversations with people, because you need to be doing it, you need to be asking that, right? So if someone says to you, like, oh, well, we can go back to normal, and you know that that's complete crap, you need to ask them, what is normal to you? Whenever someone says that we've never been more divided, ask the person, when have we ever not been divided? And get them to answer it, because that's how you force people, and that's a strong word, but that's how you get people to verbalize things, and you could be like, no, like, do you hear what you're saying, right? Because when I think about it, and I think about anything with divisiveness, I go all the way back to pre-enslavement here on what we call the United States. At that point, it wasn't even called the United States, obviously, right? So when were we not divided? Was it whenever y'all stole us from Africa? Was it whenever you brought us over here and you dehumanized us and you literally ripped children away from their mothers? Was it when you separated families? Was it whenever you didn't care and you created all these laws and policies to keep us enslaved? Was it after the Civil War? Was it during 1865 to 1868 whenever these amendments were passed, the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments were passed, because they were very performative and there are ways for you to try to absolve yourself from anything that you may have done wrong when really the country didn't care. The country still didn't care. Was it then that we weren't divided? Were we not divided whenever you created the Reconstruction era and then you lied and said that it failed? Because it didn't fail. You purposely sabotaged it. Was it then? Was it whenever, like, the Civil Rights Acts were passed pre-1900 and the Supreme Court completely did away with all of those? Was it whenever the federal government pulled out and did not want to help black people in southern states anymore because they cared more about money and being reelected? Was it then? Like, was the country not divided whenever you all were lynching black people and you were taking the postcards and you were handing them out and you were smiling and you were laughing, you were collecting body parts to put in your homes as souvenirs? Is that whenever you're also talking about us not being divided? Maybe it was the Great Migration, whenever black people were literally trying to escape racial terror in our country to the point where they were leaving their families in the middle of the night to escape and go. And I mean, they were basically refugees in their own country, a country that didn't want them. Right. And they were trying to escape to the north and to the Midwest and to the West to just find jobs, something where they're not going to possibly just be murdered one day just because they're black. Was it then? Is that whenever it was? Or maybe it was when you all didn't care about black people learning how to read and write. You didn't care about any sort of education. You didn't want to. You wanted to keep disenfranchising us. Maybe it was then, right? I think that's what y'all are talking about not being divided. I mean, I can keep going. Perhaps it was after World War II, whenever you had black soldiers coming back black soldiers also fought in every war before that. But yeah, it's coming back and really in this moment of demanding our rights and our freedoms, and you're all literally losing your minds over that, white people. Losing your minds over black people wanting to be seen as people. Maybe it was then that we weren't divided. Is that whenever you're talking about? Possibly, right? Or maybe actually it's whenever you had black women who have continuously been the ones who were at the forefront of movements, right? You had black women who were being terrorized by police officers the same way they're being terrorized by racist white men since enslavement, during and since enslavement, because black women's bodies, our bodies have never been our own bodies. And so black women were being raped during enslavement. They're raped after that. And it's continuing to happen, but it was happening during this time in the 50s and 60s people don't want to talk about, whenever black women were just terrified. And they're trying to continue to fight against this patriarchy and white supremacy and racism with the same law enforcement, the same sheriffs, right, that have only evolved into who we see today, like the ones that didn't do anything about Kawan Charles. So is that whenever we weren't divided? Because again, the list can just keep going. And to bring in someone that so many people are so familiar with, Dr. King, right? And when people want to quote Dr. King and all this, I'm like, y'all didn't even like him. Y'all actually killed him. Y'all murdered him. And so it's, and I'll even go back to the beginning, way back. And I mentioned this in the last episode. Y'all, it's been divided since, like, Jesus. Because y'all want to bring Jesus up all the time. And you're like, oh, well, what would Jesus do? Well, y'all killed him too. So, the point of me saying all of that is to understand that, y'all, this whole word of normal, right? Who's normal, though? Right? Like, who's normal are you talking about? Because my normal for my whole life has been knowing that I'm a whole black person and that racism is here, period. So I don't know if some of y'all, whenever you think about going back to normal, you're thinking about the fact that, oh, well, we won't see any more Confederate flags. Like, that's also a lie. I've seen Confederate flags my entire life. I saw them whenever I was a kid. Like, this, it's nothing new. They're on license plates here in North Carolina and in many other states throughout the South. So, again, who's normal? Right? Because 15-year-old black children like Kawan Charles, just because the current occupant of the White House is going to hopefully be gone, that doesn't mean that police brutality stops. That doesn't mean that housing discrimination stops. It doesn't mean that the racial wealth gap goes anywhere. It doesn't mean that we stop marching, that we stop demanding rights for black people, for brown people, for people of color. It doesn't mean any of that. It doesn't mean you get to say, all right, well, I've already done my duty and I voted for Biden and now I'm fine. That actually makes me even more mad. So yeah, just stop with this whole new normal. No. Mm-mm. There is none of that. So anyway, I went off for a minute, y'all, for about 7 minutes on a rant, but that happens often. But anyway, I mean, and if you don't know more about Kawan Charles, I need for you to go Google more about Kawan Charles and read about what happened to him. If you have decided that you don't need to be doing anything else, then you're also needing to reevaluate your entire privilege. If you're sitting there saying, oh, well, everything's going to be fine, again, know that I'm looking at you like you're part of the problem. So don't continue to have that problematic mindset, because what you're doing then is going back to being complicit with racism. Okay, so don't fall into that trap of like complacency. But anyway, y'all, that's all I had to say for today. I hope y'all have a good weekend. Matter of fact, I'm actually gonna tell y'all something right now. I posted this on my story on Instagram a little bit ago, but if you have never heard of the film Wilmington on Fire, it's about the 1898 race massacre that happened here in Wilmington, North Carolina on November 10th, 1898. Obviously, 1898 race massacre. But if you have not heard of that film, you need to watch it. You can watch it, actually. I think it's still on Amazon. You can stream it on it. I think it's Amazon Prime. There's also a website you can watch, but there's a part two coming out. There's a part two coming out next year. So keep an eye out for that. I've been doing a few things in my story about it the last couple of weeks, but I'm really excited about it. So yeah. And anyway, also please do rate, subscribe, and review my podcast. That really helps. And I really do appreciate those of you who have been constantly listening, sharing it on like social media. Yeah, that's awesome always. So with that being said, until next time.